Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. There's a new CEO at Lou Malnati's. The deep dish pizza company has hired Julie Younglove Webb to take the helm. Crain's reports Younglove Webb has more than a decade of experience overseeing corporate and restaurant operations, formerly at Auntie Anne's, Domino's, and Potbelly. She says she's excited to join a company with strong Chicago roots and a long tradition of quality. Lou Malnati's is headquartered in Buffalo Grove, but launched in Lincolnwood in 1971. The company has more than 70 locations across four states. Chicago-based Kraft Heinz says it's removing synthetic food dyes from all of its U.S. products by the end of 2027. The move eliminates ingredients such as red dye 40 and yellow dye 5 from Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables products. The company will also not launch any new products with those dyes. The move comes as the federal government begins a crackdown on artificial colors. Kraft Heinz brands include Oscar Mayer and Heinz products. Chicago has won two awards at the 2025 James Beard Awards. The event, billed as the Oscars for the restaurant industry, was held Monday night at the Lyric Opera House. Japanese bar Kumiko, located in the West Loop, won the Outstanding Bar category. Noah Sandoval won Best Chef Great Lakes for his restaurant Oriole in the West Loop. I'm Steve Brzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.